makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the game day edition. Devastating, dejected, those were just a couple of the words used by the Texans after their 31-27 loss to the Colts. The Texans had the game won in the fourth quarter, leading by 17 points with 5 minutes left. Then three costly fumbles by quarterback Sage Rosenfeld cost them the game. But before we get to that, the Texans are still helping the victims of Hurricane Ida through the Texans Helping Texans campaign, which the team launched in hopes of raising $2 million for relief, recovery, and rebuilding efforts around the Houston area. Visit HoustonTexans.com for more information. The Texans had a lot riding on Sunday's game against the Colts. It's the first game in Reliant after starting out with three tough road losses. Win over Indy would have made both teams 1-3 and lifted the Texans from the bottom of the AFC South. But a win wasn't in the cards for the Texans. About 4 minutes to play, Rosenfeld, who was starting for a sick Matt Schaub, made a cartwheel leap for a first down and fumbled the ball. Was returned 68 yards by Gary Brackett to make the score 27-24.
No, we were just trying to run the ball, and we had a nice boot there that, you know, he knew we talked about. If you don't have anything, just run it, and we'll punt it, and they'll be out of timeouts, and we'll make them work. He made a great effort, and the ball came out. But, we had a nice play there, and I couldn't tell if we had the first down or not, but I was told later that we had a guy misaligned anyway, so the play would have came back. But, you know, you just gotta protect the ball right there, and if you have to punt, you gotta punt. You know, there's 3 minutes and whatever was left, and they would have had no timeout, so you just gotta protect the ball there and play defense.
On the next drive, Rosenfeld fumbled the ball in a sack, and Indy recovered, setting up a 5-yard touchdown pass from Peyton Manning to Reggie Wayne.
We had a 3-point lead, and they had a timeout left, and we had the ball. We're gonna have to make a play to end the game, and we're gonna have to make a play. And we worked all week on this little play for Slayton coming out of the backfield, and we had exactly what we want. We just didn't execute the play. And no doubt we had to make a play. We had to get a first down. We had to make a play to win. So we're trying to make a play to win, trying to win. Like the play, we just didn't get it done there.
It looked like Houston had life when Rosenfeld got the Texans into Indy territory, but his pick with 50 seconds left sealed the Texans' fate.
Oh, you talking about the Andre? Andre got tripped up by the corner, trying to high-low the inside player. And he got tripped up. Sage threw it as he's coming out of the break. He ends up on the ground, so that's why it looks like nobody's there. He just got tripped up.
The 31-27 loss left the Texans disheartened and dejected.
Well, hell, they've been through a lot, I think I don't have any doubt about them battling. You know, hopefully this is the ultimate test. They've had a few tests, but, just very dejected. You know, I played a great, great football game and had some crazy things happen in the last 4 minutes, so... about like you could imagine how they're feeling. You know, it's exactly the way they're feeling in there. So they'll battle. They keep battling.
Mario Williams, who sacked Manning twice, just shook his head in disbelief.
I mean, that was just devastating. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, you can't say anything else about it. I mean, just the way everything went. And I was sitting there, went away that fast. It was just devastating.
No one felt worse than Rosenfeld.
You know, I don't know. Mistakes kill you in the NFL, and I made mistakes today. Most of our team, all of our team, played great football today, played winning football, and I made those mistakes that cost the football games, and there's really no reason we should have lost that game. We had so many guys play as good a football as I've seen. I've seen Andre Davis play great football, but that was really exceptional in what the running backs did and what the offensive line did. But mistakes, football games are hard to win and they're easy to lose. And my mistakes made it much easier for them to win that game.
Andre Johnson, who recorded 131 receiving yards, vowed to rally behind the quarterback.
For that to happen to anybody for their first, everyone know how bad Sage wants to play. And, today he had an opportunity. And it seemed like everything was just going so great for us. And then all of a sudden, it's just like a disaster happened. So, we're going to rally behind Sage. You know, we're not going to let him hang his head. We think we have two great quarterbacks. And both of them are capable of running this team. And, you know, we're just going to rally behind them and, you know, keep supporting.
As always, thanks for listening to the Texans Today Game Day Edition. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston.